Yesterday afternoon at Ford Field in Detroit, Michigan, our very own Bishop of the Diocese of Winona, Bishop Quinn, and our Bishop Emeritus, Bishop Harrington, were concelebrating the Mass with Angelo Cardinal Amato, the Cardinal Prefect of the Congregation of the Saints in Rome, who officially declared Father Solanus Casey blessed by the Church. Father Solanus Casey is now called Blessed Solanus Casey, and his beatification yesterday is the last step before, God willing, someday, he is canonized a saint. Do you know about the life of Father Solanus Casey? He was born exactly 1 month before Christmas this coming Saturday, on November the 25th, 1870, in a three-room log cabin right in our backyard in Oak Grove, Wisconsin, which is just south of Prescott, some 25 miles from St. Paul, Minnesota. He is the sixth child of 16 children. He has 9 brothers and 6 sisters. He was baptized Bernard Francis at St. Joseph's in Prescott, Wisconsin, on the 18th day of December in the year 1870. And growing up, he had a very difficult time in school. School was very difficult for him, so he actually dropped out of school and went to work. First, when he was 15 years old, as a lumberjack along the Mississippi River in Stillwater, loading barges on the river with those big logs. Then at 16, he became a prison guard at a famous prison in Stillwater, Minnesota. At 17 years old, in Stillwater, Minnesota, there came for the first time a thing called a streetcar. And he became one of those streetcar operators there in Stillwater. At 17 years old, he proposed marriage to the most beautiful, gorgeous girl in school, Rebecca Tobin, whose mother said no. All these doors were closing for Blessed Solanus. So when he was 21 years old, he decided that God might be calling him to be a priest. So he entered the diocesan seminary in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, St. Francis Seminary, to be a diocesan priest, to which they said no. And they dismissed him. They said, go join a religious order. He looked across town to the Capuchin fathers and he said, this isn't for me. You know, all these doors are closing. You know that happens in your life? God closes all the doors because he wants you to pick door number 7. And that's exactly what was happening to our Blessed Solanus. He didn't know what to do, so he prayed a novena to our Blessed Mother, ending on the Solemnity of the Immaculate Conception on December the 8th. And after communion, he knelt down and he heard distinctly, go to Detroit. Kind of an odd directive from the Lord. Go to Detroit. When does God ever say, go to Detroit? God said, go to Detroit. And so he went to Detroit and he joined the Capuchin Franciscan priest there in Detroit. And the Capuchins in Detroit discovered the same thing they discovered at the Diocesan Seminary in Milwaukee, that he just wasn't that smart. He just was having a difficult time with his studies. So they said, okay, we'll ordain you a simplex priest. What does that mean? He could only celebrate Mass. He couldn't hear confessions because he wasn't smart enough to do that. He couldn't teach religious education to the young people. He wasn't smart enough for that. He certainly couldn't give a dogmatic homily. All he could do was celebrate Mass. He had one talent. And if that was the only talent he had, that would be beautiful, wouldn't it? To offer Mass every day for the salvation of souls, the greatest prayer
If that's all he did for the rest of his life, that one talent would be enough. He didn't have many other talents. He couldn't even play the violin. He would play the violin for the Capuchin friars, and they went, oh. And so he went instead into the chapel, and he played the violin for Jesus. So Jesus had to patiently listen to his poor violin playing. He didn't have many talents. His first assignment was out in Yonkers in New York, and the prior was like, what are we going to do with this guy? He doesn't have any talents. I don't have know what to do with him. So they made them a sacristan. They said, you can set up for Mass. You can probably figure that out, okay? And then they said, oh, maybe what we can do is you can be the porter. You can sit at the door and just answer the doorbell. And so that's what he did for the rest of his life. In his assignments in New York, his assignments at St. Bonaventure's in Detroit, his last assignment at Huntington, Indiana, he just sat at the door, answering the doorbell, answering phones when they finally installed them, taking Mass intentions, and prayer requests. Those were his only talents. But he didn't bury them. He used them for the honor and glory of God and for building up the kingdom. And all of a sudden, amazing things started to happen. People would come to the door, and one gentleman was 39 years old, and he said, gosh, I have stomach cancer. Will you pray for me? Father Salinas prayed for him, and he was cured. Another woman was suffering from gallstones and then found out that she, too, had a terminal disease, and her sister said, Father Salinas, will you pray for her? He said, sure, and she, too, was healed. I could give you 1,000 of those stories. Every person he prayed for was healed. And he also had a great love for the poor. You know, the Great Depression, which hit Detroit, Motown, in 1929, that end day of October. And Father Salinas said, you know, we really need to start a soup kitchen. And so they started the Capuchin Soup Kitchen in Detroit, which still continues to this day. You can go visit it in Detroit. During the Great Depression, they served over 3,000 people a day at the Capuchin Soup Kitchen. One day, they didn't have any bread, and they said, Father Salinas, we don't have any bread. Can't you call somebody at the porter's office? Can't you? Because don't you know somebody to call? And he said, oh, don't worry. God will provide. Let's say an Our Father. They finished praying the Our Father, and the doorbell rang. Ding dong. Guess who it was? The baker. With a whole truckload of bread, Father Salinas said, I told you, God would provide. To paraphrase today's first reading from Proverbs, he reaches out his hands to the poor and extends his arms to the needy. When Blessed Father Salinas, arrived at the end of his life, he had a very painful, serious skin disease and inflammation. He says, I'm offering my sufferings that all might be one. If only I could live to see the conversion of the whole world. That's what he offered his sufferings for. He died in Detroit on the 31st of July, 1957. He was 86 years old. When he died on that feast of St. Ignatius of Loyola, he stood up in bed, sat up in bed, and said, I give my soul to Jesus Christ. And he laid back down and he died. It was 11 o'clock in the morning, the exact same time, on the exact same date, 53 years earlier, on the 31st of July, 1904, at 11 a.m., that he was going up the high altar in Appleton, Wisconsin, for his first Mass. Same time, same date. And 53 years later, at the same time and the same date, he ascended up to heaven. Those early days of August, so many people paid their respects there at St. Bonaventure's in Detroit. They estimate over 20,000 people came and prayed at his body. I wonder when he arrived in heaven if he heard those words from today's gospel? Well done, good and faithful servant. Since you were trustworthy in small matters, I will put you in charge of much larger responsibilities. Come, share your master's joy. In a happy act of divine providence, the beatification of Blessed Solanus Casey happened yesterday on the eve of today, which is World Day for the Poor. This is the first World Day for the Poor ever to exist. Pope Francis has inaugurated a new World Day today. It is World Day for the Poor, a day to be very attentive, the Pope wants us to be, to those brothers and sisters of ours who are poor, hungry, homeless, unemployed. Isn't it fitting that we celebrate this beatification of Blessed Solanus, who was born in a log cabin along the Mississippi River, who took a vow of poverty, who lived poorly all of his life, who spent his life as a poor Franciscan friar helping every person in need, physically, emotionally, spiritually. He gives us a great example of how we need to reach out our hands to the poor and extend our arms to the needy. But note that Blessed Solanus is not just a social worker. He's not just involved in social justice. Pagans are excellent social workers. First and foremost, Father Solanus is a man of God. He's a man of faith who believes in Jesus. He wanted the whole world to be converted to Jesus Christ. He wanted everyone to grow in the love of God. Every person who came to the door, every person he fed, every sick person whom he gave hope, each person, Blessed Solanus saw the face of Jesus. And he wanted them to know and to love Jesus too. And in all of that, he was faithful in small matters. He just answered the doorbell, answered the telephone, jotted down a few notes. He didn't complain that, oh, why don't I have 5 talents like the other friar? Why don't I have 10 talents like that other friar? Why do I only have 2 little measly talents? He didn't complain. He was so joyful in the 2 talents he had. And he used those talents to serve God and to build up the world. Are we faithful in small matters? At home, at work, at school? Are we faithful in small matters when it comes to our faith and saying our prayers and coming to Mass every Sunday and Holy Day of Obligation? Are we faithful in small matters like Blessed Solanus Casey? Being faithful to Jesus in small matters has big consequences. Don't we want to hear Jesus say to us someday? Wouldn't it be great if Jesus would say to us someday, well done, good and faithful servant, since you have been faithful in small matters, I will give you great responsibilities. Come, share your master's joy.